Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello.
Season's greetings.
Oh, hello.
Happy
Somebody's festive.
Back to December all the time.
Oh, are you re-recording?
No.
Let's re-record this episode right now.
We're recording every episode of Legends Only. We are re-recording.
Secret's out.
Yes. Another month.
Another month to slay, if you will.
Oh, well, we'll be talking about that, won't we?
Sure will.
Yeah, there is a lot to discuss.
Yes, there is. From fascism to festivity.
Oh. What about fascism?
I'll get to it. I have to get to that moment in a bit.
What?
We'll see. You'll see. You'll see.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Hello, everyone. Happy December. And welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
Your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
And as always, we would like to start off by saying a huge thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. And also shout out to everyone this week for sharing your Spotify Wrapped, not sponsored, where Legends Only was... your number one podcast of
Yeah, that was super
year.
Overwhelming. We got so many screenshots from so many different people saying we were your most listened to podcast, which just really, it really warmed our hearts during this chilly season.
It did.
It did.
It's also so wild because I'm like, I see people's screenshots and it's like the cover art that I designed. And I'm like,
right,
oh my God, I made that. Did they Photoshop that? Is that real?
You right, know, that's really surreal. And then I'm like, wait, am I a streaming legend? Am I out streaming Ava? Not yet. One day.
Maybe so.
This podcast is on the top of the charts for 50 fucking weeks. You're going to stream it.
I think we're like number 35 on music commentary.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm happy. That means top 50 of like, you know, something.
It does. Wow. Chart icons. Wow. Buy, stream, we'll make merch now. We do actually have to make merch.
I know, but, we do. I've looked that one up, but...
Regardless, thank you everyone so much for sending those screenshots. They really seriously were so cool to see. And thank you also for sharing all of your Wrapped playlist selections in general and all the things that, you know, were highlighted through the year. We're actually going to do that right over here. On our Patreon, we're going to go through our own Wrapped 2020, for better or worse.
Yeah, I'm excited to see if yours wound up being what I think it's probably going to be.
No, it's a twist. It's a twist, but it's not a good twist. But, well, it's an okay twist. We'll see.
Yeah. So thank you again to all of our supporters on Patreon. We really appreciate it. Whether you are in the $2 tier or the $5 tier, you're joining us on Discord. It really means a lot for you to be literally directly funding this podcast and the hosting and the software and the future plans that we have. It really means a lot. So thank you so much. It's been a rough year, and we hope that we've been able to provide some laughs or something. I don't know.
We absolutely do. And for anyone who doesn't know, but the Discord's like a big old AOL chat room, because I still, every time we do another live stream event, more people join and then they realize what it is, because I don't know that everyone knows because they're not all streamers or gamers. So if you want to, you know, you can go into the Discord and we have different sections and everyone's talking about memes or Britney or like all these different topics. And it's fun. It's cool. It's a little community now. It's bustling. You know, it's very exciting to see that happen. So for anyone, yeah, who didn't know what that was, that is what's going on in our Discord.
Yeah. Patreon.com/legendsonly. I'm a voice actor now.
Actress, yes. Yeah,
we'll be discussing our Spotify Wrapped in red. So anywho, shall we get started with this week's episode with a new segment that is possibly problematic? Let us know by tweeting us, called Gay and Unhinged, because that has been the theme of this podcast. Now,
it sure has.
Is this problematic? Are we canceled?
No. Okay. Well, we've been canceled, but now I don't think any more canceled than usual. No. Gay and Unhinged is not only what people have been saying is the podcast, but now is the theme of what we're about to discuss.
Yeah. And I don't really, this might be a one hit wonder because there's just one thing that we need to talk about this week, everyone. And you've been DMing us. It's been all over the Twitter. The official Wendy Williams, the movie trailer.
Lifetime exclusive, executive produced by Wendy.
What was that?
Hit it.
Hit what?
Oh, I thought we were just going to play the audio of the entire trailer.
Oh, no, we can't get sued yet.
Oh, my God. But when we do get sued by Wendy, that'll be such a good showdown in court.
I'll let you handle those bills.
Yeah.
You can look that one up. Yeah, so, okay, a Lifetime movie. We knew this was in the works. We saw the photo of the Statue of Liberty Halloween moment.
We did.
Okay, so I am so excited for this. I know that it looks like budget, but like that is what you get with a Lifetime movie. I'm ready.
I don't know what I was expecting, and yet I did, and this is exactly that. It is so over the top, so dramatic. There are so many moments here to discuss. The boobage alone, very accurate to Wendy. The outfits. The
set with the in the doorway.
In the doorway. The rise to fame. So we see her, you know, being a radio trailblazer.
Wow, that's going to be us in 50 years. Right. Lifetime classic.
With your bedazzled T. Kyle necklace.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. She's in front of a board meeting of some sort. She's reading about herself in the tabloid. She's signing copies of her book. And then we hit the
floor.
Infidelity. Well, we do hit the floor.
Sorry.
We do hit the floor, but we also hit the infidelity and the baby mama drama and all the stuff that she's alluded to that will come up in the Lifetime movie. She's in a hospital. She's dancing in a boardroom. It's just, it's the most. And we're very excited to see the story of Miss Wendy.
I am so excited. Now, I will say I got a lot of DMs, I don't know about you, that said, if there is not a live Discord chat for this, I'm riding.
Right. No, so, I do think we will not be kissing and hugging, but we will be streaming and chatting.
Yes. Now, I also have other notes that I would like to say. Now, I want to know, did Lifetime go and reshoot?
What was that?
Good question. Oh, my God. If that will be in the movie, it'll be such a meta moment.
If it's not, I'm going to, I don't know, I'm not going to do anything, but it should be in it. Also, native New Yorker. Like, if they don't...
Well, I don't know if they could turn it around that fast, but maybe they
should.
They should, absolutely. That should be the final moment of the show. It should be, like, her triumph.
Right? Like, Britney's moment in For the Record when, like, the fireworks are coming down and it's, you know, her triumphant return to circus. That will be the end of Wendy's movie.
The pair of lips.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
A little vamping.
too
we'll
much.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know if they've turned it around that fast. But Wendy Williams, the movie, premieres Saturday, January 30th at 8 p.m. And, you know, Saturday, we do tend to do the live streams on Saturday anyway, so that works out. And so
Wait, when is it?
Saturday, January 30th at 8 p.m. on Lifetime.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Not an ad. Not pre-roll. But we will see you there.
We will see you there.
Could you imagine if we got Wendy's official movie to do a pre-roll on our podcast? How iconic would that be?
We basically do it for her.
That's definitely true. We do it for everyone. Okay, yes. We will mark that in your calendars, okay? We will... I don't have Lifetime, though. I don't have TV.
You can get the Lifetime Movie Club app.
Well, all right, enough. We are not... This is not... We're not sponsored by A&E or like whatever their parent company is.
Well, next. The description of this trailer tells me everything I need to know, so...
Yeah, what was that?
yes, we will be seeing you then.
Yeah. All right, so next up, oh, surprise to me, I'm looking at our script.
Yes, and I had some last minute additions of my own to our Lifetime movie of the week.
And by script, I mean, we just share a notes app on Apple. In a segment...
Not sponsored.
We've previously... No, literally, this whole fucking episode is going to be like, watch it on plus this
brand,
plus that.
Brand.
Legends yeah. only plus coming soon. What was it? Okay, so next segment...
Actiful girl.
Next.
I'm here. Actiful.
We've done this one in a while.
We haven't done this. It's a tried and true segment that has gone away for a while, but she's back and she is acting a fool.
Who?
We've got one of the week. She's anywhere. She's supposed to be home. Rita Ora, everyone. Rita has unfortunately violated the COVID restriction rules not once but twice so far and has had to issue full apologies both times. She had her 30th birthday party, which was attended by 30 people, and was exposed for having that party. The lockdown restrictions.
Wait, like exposed to COVID or exposed like
well, maybe I don't know about the COVID, but to the press it was exposed that she had a large gathering when she wasn't supposed to. She avoided the fine. There was a potential fine. She apologized for partying
in
London.
What do you mean fine? Did I just wake up on a different planet? Since when did people start getting fined?
Well, see, we live in the United States where they don't do that. But in the UK, that is a thing. That can happen. But
she's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Apparently,
right.
Until now.
Until now. So she has this, in fact, even like a spokesperson for Boris Johnson, the prime minister, was like, you know, celebrities should be setting a better example. Like, so she was publicly shunned.
She's got a point.
Is that even a she?
Boris? No, it's not. Well, but also it is. So it's fine. But anyway. So Rita apologizes for this moment, and then it comes out that she actually went to the celebs randomly fly to like the Middle East or somewhere for like a big private party for six or seven figures. Well, she did that. She flew to Egypt for a six figure performance, private jet to Cairo.
Oh my god! Like when Xtina did the Bionic tour in Russia.
Yes. Yes.
Iconic. We never got that.
Otherwise a Legends Only moment, except not during a pandemic. So government quarantine rules were that she should have self-isolated after returning. Instead, she had that birthday party. So not only was it that she had the birthday party, but she was also supposed to self-isolate because of this high-paying gig in Egypt. So she's apologizing again for that. And just not a great look for our Ora, queen of pop.
Speaking of Rita Ora, now I don't have any comments about this because, like, y'all know how I feel. So, like, but
right, that's,
you know, why didn't she re-release Lonely Together?
Points were made.
Like, wouldn't that have been such a good COVID anthem?
It would have been, yes. There was a missed opportunity there. I don't know why.
A little Orinator just jumped out.
Yeah, the Rita Bop, thank you.
Did you say Rita Bot?
Yes, that's what her fan name is.
Because all our followers are bots?
Maybe. The little eggs on Twitter. Army of eggs. But
isn't it Rita's like an iced, like that company?
A margarita?
No, like, oh. Like the shaved ice. What's that called?
Oh, I don't know.
Italian ice. Rita's Italian ice. This is a Jersey thing. If people in Jersey,
it might
get
be a thing that she's done. I don't know. She was even banned on a local news radio station. They played "I Will Never Let You Down," and then the DJ was like, "Well, she let us down,
locals."
So unfortunately, it wasn't the best week for our How We Do Queen. But you know. She'll come back stronger than ever in 2021 and self-isolate. So
wow, I can't believe you just made a Christina reference while talking about Rita Ora.
It's hard to avoid. So that is our act a fool moment of the week. It's okay.
She's not the only one, so.
She certainly is not the only one. Private island, everyone wore masks, tested negative. She is no better than any shirtless gay. So that is our act of fool girl. Now there is one, I guess, I don't know what we're calling this, but it's the opposite of act of fool girl, which I'm going to call dismantle fascism girl.
All right. Apparently you're supposed to be the writer of the group.
Our Roblox queen herself, lopsided wig queen, Ava Max. Is unintentionally responsible for the toppling of a conservative party in the Netherlands. Because apparently what had happened was that the leader of this party and the board members or whatever were having a dinner. And during the dinner, he was playing classical music. And they were discussing the fact that in the youth wing of the party, it's become quite right-wing extremist, apparently. But during the party, somebody there decided to turn off the classical FM and put on the radio, and Kings and Queens by Ava Max was playing, which led the founder to shout, "This is the party of classical music. We only play classical music here." And it caused an incident at the dinner to the point that the founder actually started spewing anti-Semitic statements. Four people stepped down, including him, from the party, resigned, and thus toppled this populist party in the Netherlands. And Ava Max, King and Queens, is the reason.
What was that?
It's, well...
So it's basically like when I go like in 2019 or like 2018, when I went to every single bar and was like, "Can you play Freaky by Trisha Paytas?"
You might have been contributing to the toppling of a far right wing party. You never
I
know.
Think we should have that conversation.
Somebody was in the room who was part of the party and they were like, "Well, I don't want to hear this anymore." And they left.
If only it was that easy.
Anyway, congratulations, Ava. You're doing the work, even when you don't know it. You've from heaven and hell to dismantling a far-right political party, you've had a wonderful 2020. So,
Ava, yes!
All of the kings and all of the queens.
Speaking of lopsided.
Uh-oh.
My dark-sided? Christmas tree.
Oh,
she's
oh
a
no.
lopsided girl. Yeah.
Did she fall?
I had an incident.
Or does she just need extensions like the Rockefeller Center one?
I'll just say I had a really hard time getting her to stand up, but I figured it out. It involved rolling up my rug and trimming a couple branches and putting some weighted objects on her stand and some luck. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anyway, that was good. Just, you know.
She's sagging, so I understand.
Yeah, well, so am I. Anywho,
let's keep this moving. Let's keep toppling fascism. And yeah, keep the ball rolling.
And celebrating some birthdays. So it is December, and the most important holiday this month, as we all know, is December 2nd.
Britmas.
Our queen's birthday was this week. Happy birthday, Brittany.
Happy birthday, Brittany. It looks like she was hanging out with Sam and having a gay old time. From what I think that's all we know right now, right? She was up against the wall too, upside down, which is...
Oh, I see what you did there.
A promo. Yeah, upside down promo, inside out. But oh, I don't know what
she's... Give me more. You just referenced Give Me More. You didn't even know it.
It's just ingrained in my brain, but true. That is true. But I don't know what she was doing on that day. Do we know?
No.
Okay. Well, regardless, she posted some cute pictures with Sam and thanked everyone for her birthday. And
now, can I say something before we continue?
Oh, about her birthday?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Brad, I'm going to need you to stop me if I go too far, because I've been wanting to say this all week. I've literally been that meme, you know, the meme of the kid where he's like, and his like veins are
the
popping
string.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brittany posted that photo on December 1st in like the late afternoon. And there was all these verified accounts that were like, your birthday is not today. It's tomorrow. Clearly something is wrong here. Definitely not her posting, because like today is not her birthday. Like it's tomorrow. So clearly something's off here. Like, oh my God, that's her team. Like she's not, that's not her. And everyone was in the comments being like, oh my God, it's not today. It's not today. Oh my God. Shut the fuck up, all of yous, in the comments section. I've had it. I'm going to defend my queen here. Who cares if she posted it on December 1st at like 6 o'clock p.m.?
Why? I didn't even know I didn't realize that.
Well, I know happened. You don't look at the comment sections anymore. I do.
No.
So don't. For those of you who don't, this is why I shouldn't. But like, it annoys the shit out of me. Like, leave her the fuck alone. It's her birthday. She's sharing a cute picture with her boyfriend. It doesn't matter.
Was the caption always the same? Did she change it to her birthday? Or was it from the beginning?
No, she was just like, happy birthday to me. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, happy birthday to you. Whether you celebrated it on, who cares? I did my birthday stream like 2 days after my birthday because I was working on my birthday this year.
Well, yes. And
also, it's Cornova. What are days? I don't even know what today is. Anyway, I just needed to defend her. Like, I really want people to, like, shut up in her fucking comments, but that's not going to happen.
Right. No, yeah. I didn't realize that because I guess I saw it at midnight or whenever.
Oh, it's a full conspiracy now because she posted early.
Got it.
I'm like, maybe she wanted to go to bed.
No thoughts, head empty. I have no idea.
Well, anywho. So on a positive note, speaking of birthday wishes from Legends...
Yes. One of the great blessings of Britney's birthday is always like the little scavenger hunt of who wishes her happy birthday. And not that it's a hard to find thing, but this year felt especially loud, felt like some real Legends only moments.
This is a place for legends.
Specifically, Beyonce's official website, if you get your baby picture up on there, you are a legend. Like she reserves, this is what she does. If you didn't know, out of nowhere, she just posts your class photo or your baby photo and is like, happy birthday, Zendaya, or happy birthday, Chance the Rapper. Well, she did it for Miss Brittany Jean. Out of nowhere, a little baby picture. And also, like, where did you get that, Beyonce?
Right, like, where did she get that photo is what I want to know.
She's, like, mailing lynnspears@hotmail.net from beyonce@ivypark.com. Hey, can you send a baby pic?
Yeah, like I don't even think I've seen that photo, and I'm like a stan.
Yeah, that was a young knee photo. So regardless, Legends only, a very sweet gesture. And then, of course, truly one of the queens that we've talked about most this year, Miss Mariah, commented a very sweet happy birthday message on that, I guess now controversial, birthday Instagram.
We youngins paid homage to the Legends for their great contributions.
Basically.
Further proving that she is an unproblematic queen and that everyone loves her. And especially because there's always this kind of strange kindred connection of some sort between Mariah and Brittany that we kind of feel in some ways, like especially this year after reading her book and stuff and learning about her family drama. So it was just nice to see that kind of moment happen again. And yeah, and she's been interviewed and asked about Britney in the past and loves her, so we love to see it. So sweet. Well, yeah. Any other birthday posts that you saw?
I don't think so. I mean,
just our own. It's just Beyonce, Mariah, and us wishing her a happy birthday. That's all.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right, right.
But they did also, her team decided to celebrate her birthday in a way by re-releasing, or not re-releasing, well, yes, a lot of things.
They did a lot of things.
Okay, yes. So let's run through all of this. So they re-released Glory on vinyl.
On vinyl.
Two new tracks. They put Swimming in the Stars on streaming.
Yeah,
with a video, like a visualizer video, everything. They sent out an email blast, the whole shenanigans.
Yeah, and then on the vinyl is a new song, Matches, with Backstreet Boys. And then the vinyl itself includes all new imagery with David LaChapelle, including a particularly sick photo with a smashed up car behind her, which actually is an art installation, I've found out, or is like a former art piece from David LaChapelle, which is kind of a commentary on fame, I believe. There's like a whole description about it, but I guess it's an art piece that is now like behind her in that one picture that everyone's kind of talking about and reposting, which is, I mean, it's always so frustrating to see these pictures because it's like what could have been. And it seems like the Glory packaging was going to be obviously a lot cooler than what we got. But for whoever's decision it was, we went with the screenshots of Make Me video number two. But yeah, these photos are just proof that they were just sitting on that for 4 years, which is...
Have we ever seen something like this with an album done ever? Not just Britney, but like literally any artist that has had this messy of like an album, like, oh, we're just going to re-release this 10 times with like different sunsets at like dusk, and then it's dawn, and then it's raining, and then she's in front of an ocean. Like, I've never seen
an album art
photoshopped this much and changed.
Well, we do. We have some relics of the past, of course, the iconic perfume knee bed photo, which lived such a long life. And now it seems like the Vegas photos are, you know, took on new life for the most reused photo. But yeah, now we're getting all of the LaChapelle, or at least some of them, coming out, which makes me think, and I don't want to spiral too much into it, it makes me think that LaChapelle, well, he had to approve that, I believe. So that I don't think the issue is on his side necessarily. So it's her team, or it's her decision. It's something in there as for why it wasn't used.
There is that video of her allegedly calling him a fucking asshole. So who knows?
I don't even know if that... It's so hard to tell what even that is. But the point is, there's two new songs, yes. And... Yes, and this is a dream come true for you because you've wanted her to work with Matthew Koma.
Yeah, but before we get there, did you hear Matches yet?
Yes.
And?
Well, she's barely on it. Like, I would say it was very fast, and I would consider it sort of... what came to mind first was Shattered Glass.
Ooh.
Because it has that kind of fast, almost unfinished quality to it, where I feel like it just went by really fast, and obviously she's on it only for half of it because of the feature, and it was just sort of like, okay. I mean, I thought it was good, but I'm also just not really interested in interacting with it. But I
haven't heard the like actual... I only heard the video of the guy that put it on the the record player, and it was like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it has since leaked, and I believe it'll probably hit streaming next week is what I hear the fan rumblings.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
And then, I thought it was good. But in both of these songs' cases, I don't find that, you know, I still think the Glory track list is fine as it is. And I don't think they had any major oversight. Like, I don't feel like these were...
We're going to have a little battle here today.
That's so. I'm also just not really interested in engaging with this still, even though... So we had been talking about, or at least I had said that I felt uncomfortable until she acknowledged it. And now at this point we have... So she very graciously, as a humble legend that she is, it looks like she commented on Matthew Koma's post and said, thank you for everything. And then the link in her Instagram changed to Swimming in the Stars. So people are like, okay, well, she acknowledged it. And I'm just sort of still like listening to the Ina album. I'm just not really engaging with it. I don't feel like I'm taking a stance either way. I'm not like, you know, because if you look at the comments, I don't know if you've looked, because I did look on Twitter at like what how people are perceiving this release, and it is a literal civil war between the Britney fans of like boycott versus support it, and they all have their different reasons why you should fund it because it'll help her, or you shouldn't fund it because it'll help her team. And it is like, I am so not interested in engaging with that or touching it. I'm just like, God bless Britney. I'm not even touching this. I just
sounds like a fake fan to me. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I am so happy to be a fake fan.
I'm joking.
I am no, because that's certainly some of it is like people like that feel video of Wendy,
she's like, then why don't you buy her music?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I just
okay, we get it.
I'm not calling for anything. Yeah.
Don't drag Brad. Okay, so here's how I feel about it. Now, because I was thinking about this morning on my walk, I was like, okay, well, you know, how do I feel about this? All right, so on one hand, I am very much in the field of like, this release is a mess. The re-release of it is a mess. The timing is a mess. It's just like, why are they re-releasing Glory 800 times? Like, you should have done this 4 years ago. Like, I just don't get it. It's confusing as shit. And it's just, the timing is so bad, but they are notorious for that. Like, they're just awful with timing. So it's, I'm not surprised, basically. So like, on one hand, objectively, I can be like, or subjectively or whatever it is, I get it. But then if I remove all of that, thinking about how she recorded this in 2016 or 2015, Matthew Koma talked about this in 2015 in that interview where he's like, yeah, I'm working with Britney Spears. And I was fucking shaking. I was like, oh my God, this is like my dream collab for her. I have like Kygo, Matthew Koma. I would love for her to work with Bloodshy again. Like, I have a dream sound for her. And like, this is it. So I also think of it like, this should have come out in 2016. So I'm like, not really that mad that it just happened to just be published now, because at some point it could have just leaked anyway.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Like,
it's right, it's old.
Right, like it was already in the can, it was done. I don't know why they didn't put it on the album for whatever reason in 2016. And I literally think that this could have been in between Man on the Moon and Just Love Me.
Yeah, so I would say it's kind of like the spiritual sibling of Man on the Moon. I think it reminds me, and I don't want to trigger anyone, but it has sort of a Britney Jean quality to it.
It does.
And so I kind of feel like it's something of, it's in between, it's not a Hold On Tight, not yet a Man on the Moon. That's kind of how I feel. It's like one of the ballad moments on Britney Jean, spacey kind of ballads, and Man on the Moon for sure. And actually a little bit of Unusual You at the very beginning with the whole Imogen kind of vocal mashing, if you will. Obviously, there's plenty of discussion about the vocals on the song, and it's nothing I want to dive into once again, but I think it's her. I just think that they've added a lot. I think they've added a lot of manipulation to her voice and background vocalists. And I think it's a bit of a hybrid, because 30 seconds of it leaked of just her isolated vocal. And you can hear that that's her. You know, I kind of feel like they've done that more recently with her voice, as they've added all these bells and whistles, really. Not so much Glory, but obviously Britney Jean when we were in the thick of it. And it's like unnecessary.
Right. It's also, going back to what I was saying before, because I do agree, I think she is lead vocal on this, but they did produce it a lot and they added a lot of layering, and there is a second vocal at the end. But I will defend that really quick as the Legends Only EDM, born and raised in New Jersey, house diva of the pod.
Right.
That happens a lot on like EDM tracks. So like that unnamed vocal, which I think they have figured out who it is. I wasn't really like, I don't think they're trying to fool us with it. I just think it's like, that's what they do on EDM tracks. Like there's always like a queen of pop who's just like, and we dream. Yeah. Like at the end, you know? And I'm like, yes, thank you.
Right. So I think that it kind of has that sort of quality to it where people made Britney Jean references, but I also still ultimately think it's Britney. It's just, and maybe 4 years later they overproduced it, honestly. That could very well be the case, that they were like, well, we need to dust this off, so let's like do too much to it. It's very probably possible. But yeah, I
goes back to the timing too. It's like, if this had actually come out on Glory, no one would have said anything, because like Glory is Britney. Like, we all know that that is Britney doing that album.
Right.
But doing it 4 years later, well, it'll be soon be 5 years eventually.
Right.
It's just like, okay, really? Like, the timing, like, did you have to add the ad libs at the end? Like, I stan, but like, come on.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's, yeah. So,
can I say something that's controversial?
Oh, go for it.
Know what I was thinking?
T. Kyle's controversial takes.
Yeah.
T. Kyle take.
No Nuance November. Oh, shit. No, it's not November anymore.
Oh, oh right.
what could be in December? Don't do it. December. at the end, I was like, what if that was Christina Aguilera?
Okay. Oh,
like,
right.
Can't you hear it though?
Oh, you mean like, what if? You mean like,
right? Like,
what if they did
she's
that?
Like, let's go, let's go. Like, you can you hear it? And they did it together, but like, it wouldn't conceptually make any sense.
Right. No.
Yeah.
But you're just saying like, in a dream world, you would like that.
Yeah.
That this could work as a collab between them.
Yeah.
So. Sure.
I love it a lot. I really do. Like, this is my dream Britney sound, and I really, as, like, a fan, I'm just saying this, like, I do think she does not want to do this anymore. She does not want to continue as a pop star. So, like, you know, I have that sadness of, like, you know, recognizing that my fave is probably, you know, not in it anymore and, like, doesn't want to do it anymore. So, like, to hear this as, like, a pipe dream of mine is really magical, and I like love the lyrics. I love a sappy emo ballad about like city lights and dreams and neons and stars and oceans, and oh my god, it's just so good.
Christmas came early for T. Kyle,
I'm
basically
have my moment. Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna swim in those fucking stars all night, and we can keep on dancing all night.
I swam with her husband.
Oh right,
ultimately
swimming
that's
in the stars
funniest
with her husband all night.
I think the funniest part of this releases are like both of them relate to like funny things she said or done. Swimming in the Stars is swimming with Gwen Stefani's husband. We definitely need to include that audio. And then Matches is clearly about her brush with danger when she lit the gym on fire.
Hi guys, I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately. I had two candles and yeah, one thing led to another and I burned it down.
You know, the universe just has a funny way of working out.
It really does.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on the subject of...
I also really like the YouTube visualizer with the ocean.
With the ocean and the stars, yeah. Right?
I have one more last thing, and I swear I'll shut up, even though this basically turned into an episode of the Britney Podcast. Did you see the Honest Vocal Coach's review of this?
No, I really haven't touched anything with it. Like, I heard it and I went away. I just... But what did she say?
Well, if any of you in the Discord would like to keep chatting about it. so the Honest Vocal Coach did a review and she said the same thing that you did. She's like, this is Britney, but like it's very overproduced and
a lot of layering
or whatever. And then she goes, she's like, you know, there's not really a concept here. And I just busted out laughing. I'll just insert it because it really cracked me up because she just like, it. She's not lying, but like...
I'm really enjoying it, actually. It's a good song. There's not a lot of concept, let's be honest here. It's being with another person, swimming in the stars, swimming under the at night.
Oh, the concept for swimming in the stars is swimming in the stars. Yeah.
Right. Well,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll close this door.
You don't have to close the door, you know.
Can I open the door?
You can open it. You can leave it ajar.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I think I just, after a year of everyone saying to dismantle the Britney machine and then the same people saying to buy the product from the Britney machine and then the same people then saying that, no, in this case, it doesn't support the machine. I'm kind of just over it. So I love her forever. It's just something I don't want to get involved in.
We're all going to have fun.
But I can appreciate, you know, I don't dislike the songs and I also definitely don't dislike the visuals. I'm really bummed out about this photo shoot not being the official one, which actually brings us very timely to our next segment.
Yeah, speaking of that photo shoot.
High fashion!
so editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so I swear this is not a Britney pop. Well, it is.
Well, it always is, but. Yeah.
So my high fashion moment is that frame in the Glory vinyl where she's in the mirrors, the shattered glass promo. Yeah, with the sunglasses. It's just fucking
fierce. That is
fierce.
Such a badass photo. I do love that one. And my
she's
actually
a fan again. Did that Jamie Spears check clear? No. My God, I can't make this joke. Sorry. She's a sensitive girl.
A sensitive moment in our history. Yes. God, loved those messages from all those fans. My similar badass high fashion moment actually goes to Miley, her Rolling Stone spread. She did a cover story and got the bits out for that one. She is topless on the cover and she fully is topless inside. Available on rollingstone.com, not sponsored. Just literally naked. And also the shoot is really cool. Very rock girl, middle fingers in the street, very punk Miley, which is how I like her. So I'm going to give Miley a shout for that.
I am just loving all of her eras, not eras, but like her moves this era.
Yeah, she's really doing it right for me. This has been a era for Miley for sure.
Speaking of Miley, did you see what she's doing on TikTok?
No, I did not. What is she? Oh, yes, I did. I thought you were just saying like she was dancing or something. Her comments, right?
Yeah. So it's like if Miley Cyrus comments on this, I'll do whatever she says. And so she's been telling people shave their heads, change their hair color, wear skirts, make them short, like do all this crazy stuff. She asked some girl on a date.
She asked the girl on a date. She gave a couple, I think, a baby name of like California or something. Yeah, she's been going crazy on it. And that Instagram comments by celebs is doing roundups of all of her comments is how I've seen it is they are doing like compilations of all of her comments. And somebody's like, why is she doing this? And then she commented like, because I'm bored in quarantine.
Yeah.
and then she made E! News.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the biggest moment. Yeah. She
drag them queen.
Yeah, she had them change their bio to basically like, we apologize for everything we said about Miley.
Oh my God, let's tweet at her.
Oh yeah, we should.
If Miley comments one deep dive she wants us to do next week, we'll do it. She just comments
one
back.
Hour about robot.
She just says delete your pod.
Yeah.
What a fucking icon.
Truly.
Well, speaking of some more icons, shall we discuss some new tunes for the week?
Some new tunes,
oh
yes.
God, so, some new tunes.
Some new tunes.
New segment called Mew Tunes.
Oh, you do?
Literally, yeah. Everyone needs to start commenting that. Oh my God, if we ever do a live show, can we make it a thing where like we make Brad say, okay, so now we have some new tunes, and then everyone goes, oh, you zoom. Like new tunes.
Oh, I'll just love Ooh, that.
Like, what did I just start?
So we do have new tunes. The first is from Ali and AJ, Godly and Slay J, as they were born. Have a new single out called Slow Dancing, the lead single from their upcoming album, and it is fantastic. It is a slower song, aka Slow Dancing, and it lyrically captures the quarantine. It's very moody and moving and beautiful and romantic, and is basically like All I Need Is You While the World Is on Fire Around Me kind of a song, and I can get behind that.
I love it. It's so pretty, and yes, it does fit with the times, but it also like I feel like it will live on. Like it doesn't, you know.
Oh yeah,
like,
it's very vague. It's right. You know, they allude to it because they say like, well, I've got my problems are like red, white, and blue or something like that. Like they allude to like distress in the country, but they don't specifically say, you know, it's a pandemic or like it's political unrest. So
we're
it's a very
with Cornova, and I just want to slow dance with you.
So I
did you just
am
fall?
Very. No, did my chair creak?
It just sounded, it was like boom, boom.
Yes, I couldn't handle it. Ali and AJ, new album coming soon. That's what I have to say about that. So, okay, keep it moving.
And... also stream Joan of Arc on the dance floor. It's still a bop.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's turning up on some best of the year lists, which
rightfully so. I think we should have that conversation.
We really should. It really is one of the surprises of the year. Didn't see them conquering the non-dance floor this year, but here we are. And now they're slow dancing. Growth. So I'm going to give a shout-out to my other queen, BoA, queen of K-pop, put out her 20th anniversary album called Better, and it's basically an album of bops, modern bops, very, very good.
So much better.
Basically so much better. Just really demonstrates that she's still killing it. She's, I think, vocally at the top of her game more than ever. So much better. And very sentimental moment she wrote with the person who wrote her debut single, and it's really good. It's it kind of gives me Janet Jackson vibes at times, Red Velvet, if you're into that K-pop group, and I'm just always going to ride hard for BoA, and I'm happy that she is 20 years strong to the game. She basically came up almost the same time as Britney and kind of had that same media attention and frenzy and panic. So love when our queens are going strong two decades deep. And yeah.
Okay,
so,
I'm looking that one up.
Moving on to Romania. Now, we are filing a lawsuit against Spotify because we will not be able to include this in our 2020 Wrapped. But Ina... the queen
oh,
of
I have
Romanian
a theory about
pop.
That, by the way,
about like why they do it now.
I don't know why I just like yelled that.
About why they do Spotify Rap now.
Yeah,
I would like to hear it.
Okay, so so my theory is that because in the month of December, most people just stream holiday music like on repeat. That if they did it at the end of the December, your Spotify Wrapped would be like, All I want for Christmas is you.
What an interesting theory.
Yeah. And that's why it like stops after Thanksgiving. That's my theory. Conspiracy allegedly.
Now that's a conspiracy theory I'm actually interested in.
Yeah, because literally if it included December, my number one album would be probably Cascades Christmas.
Okay, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And you know what? To be fair, once artists start releasing albums in December, they do get lost in the shuffle. So you really do got to get that November release to get the bulk of the like media attention. Because by now we go to the gift guides, the best of retrospectives. So it does kind of make sense that they would release that now. That does make sense.
Yeah.
Interesting theory. But the Queen of Romania knows no rules or dates. So she... what she did actually, and this is very cool, and I didn't realize this, the album called Heartbreaker was recorded in the past 3 weeks. She holed up in a mansion in Bucharest with her collaborators, and they wrote the album in 3 weeks and documented it on YouTube. She has a vlog series. You can watch it. It's captioned in English. And she makes the album that came out a week later, a full album. They're brand new bops, nothing that she released this year. And we alluded to it last week, but there's a song called Thicky, which deserves all of your attention. It's like a spiritual sibling to Dev's In the Dark, kind of a bop, and almost kind of, I don't know, just very, of course, Alexander Stan comes to mind with Mr. Saxobeat. It's just a really good bop about, you know, loving Thicky, thickness. So... we're all here for that, and all here for Ina. So
now it's a play on words, right? The way that she sings it.
Because it sounds like dick?
Yeah.
Maybe? Yeah, probably.
So do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
She also says driving. She says like driving stick or something. That also sounds like dick in there. It's a lot of dick like metaphors.
What are those?
Song. But yeah, it's a horny bop, and we approve. Heartbreaker, the whole album is really good.
I love Flashbacks.
Oh yes, that I feel like a lot of these songs are going to end up on my Russian barbershops playlist. They play all like deep house and Euro queens. I need to go to Midtown. Shout out to Premium Barber.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Not sponsored. Although I do still have like two more clicks of my get 9, get the 10th free. So, but yeah, this sound actually reminds me of the barber because they play like Euro bops, and that's certainly what this is. So
I know. Same. My barber's leaving.
Oh God, don't know, even say it. That's so tragic.
I can't say that. I was like, sometimes I forget that the girls are listening and I just think it's you. whatever. I'll just say it. Who fucking cares? I had this like dream that like me in the back of the, anyway. He's so hot and he's leaving. Ugh.
Oh my God. No. Well, play thicky for him. Maybe he'll reconsider.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Oh God.
That's why my hair is still long.
Jesus. Well, hopefully you'll make that wish come true. Sometime
soon.
No,
he's moving to Brooklyn.
Oh, you could travel.
I'm not going to Brooklyn.
Oh, well, if it was real, you would travel to Brooklyn.
Okay. I'll DM him on Venmo.
You should. So that's it for new bops I wanted to shout out. Anything else pressing? Oh, and The Weeknd dropped The Blinding Lights with Rosalia. He said, fuck them Grammys. By the way, here's my song. It's about to be big again. This
She's
time
an
with
icon.
Rosalia.
She's a legend. And she is the moment.
I mean, that song's going to have even more of a shelf life now. So
also, apparently she's like roaming around New York right now.
Rosalia?
Yeah.
Ugh, queen. I did that once with her. Her nails are crazy. She has crazy nail art.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're a blogger.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just want to roam around the city.
Well,
anyway,
find Rosalia in her. We rode around in a van, but I don't know where she is. She's probably in that Con Altura plane going somewhere else by now. But
well, speaking of the city lights, you know, it's that time of year. It's Christmas time, as Christina would say. Mm-hmm. And they officially lit the tree here in New York. I walked by. I saw it. She is extensioned and she is spray painted green. She's beautiful. And I thought that we would kick off this holiday portion of this week's episode of Legends Only with one of my favorite, most iconic moments in history at Rockefeller Center with Britney. Her favorite time of year that means so much to her, means so much to us.
Sure does.
Ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears.
Welcome to New York. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, and the great tradition of the lighting of the tree in Rockefeller Center means so much to me. I first appeared on this show at the beginning of my career back in 1999, and tonight I'm so excited to be here once again. I want to wish all of you and our troops happy holidays and a happy new year. The stage is set, we're ready to go, so let's get started. For the 76th time, it's Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Oh, doesn't it just get you in the holiday spirit?
Really does. Just, that's what I live for, is that extensioned out tree.
Yeah, that era will always have a special place in my heart. Yes, everyone, it is the holiday season. Whether you celebrate or you don't, yeah, I don't know what else to say it. We're all just like at home. I got a tree. She's cute. Yeah.
Yep. We put up the trees here as well. And they're just a little quieter holiday joy than usual. But that doesn't mean we can't still get festive. We still played All I Want for Christmas while putting the few lights on it. And that's enough for us. We are grateful and festive and
jolly and
happy
merry.
And healthy. That's yeah. Right.
And that's what the season's all about, right?
That and streaming Ina on iTunes. And
right. This holiday, I'm just say, dear Santa, I don't want anything for Christmas this year. Tell all of your elves to stream Ina Heartbreaker. Thank you.
That's basically where I'm at.
He just sends me a bunch of coal.
Right. So speaking of the holidays.
Yes, the girls are out and about.
All that comes to mind is Gaga. I think she's in concert with Tony Bennett. She's like, come on, everyone. It's the holidays.
Oh, ho, on Christmas. My Christmas tree is delicious.
Honestly, a very underrated Christmas song, but.
It really
another,
is.
Another. Yes.
My yeah, Stephanie also... Jeremato.
Shout out to Stephanie Jeremato's Christmas song that no one talks about, but we're going to talk about it here. This is not.
That's right.
Notes.
We're not afraid. We're not afraid to talk about Xmas tree here.
Yeah. Right. Are people still yelling about like saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays? Is that a thing?
They'll always. That's like, that's an eternal battle, I think. It's like a cultural bullshit, fake, angry thing that happens every year. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
As a Jew, I don't care if anybody says Merry Christmas, so everyone can shut the fuck up. Also, you shouldn't be in my face. It's a pandemic, so I shouldn't be able to hear what you said to me.
Oh, yes. Well, our queen that we discussed before, Miley, in what's going to sound like another sponsored post.
Right. Oh, yes. Buy everything at Amazon as part of the holiday special. Yes, not sponsored. The Miley Amazon Music Holiday Plays like event. I guess it was the first episode of this holiday plays. It was, you know, more promo for Plastic Hearts, which is great. And also Lil Nas X, who performed, wait for it, Holiday. But she, Miley, performed like Prisoner, Plastic Hearts, and Midnight Sky. And she's just killing it left and right with these live performances. Looking great.
I loved the sets that they had.
Oh, yeah. Same with Lil Nas X. Like, his robotic moment was very over the top to match the video. She's just killing it with these live sets. But I do have to talk about one that is not holiday related, and that is her appearance on Howard Stern. Not related. Literally, I'm not related to him. To this man. I do not know this man. But
oh my God, I never even thought about that. You guys have the same last name.
We all. I constantly get asked if there's a relation. There is not a relation, although I can pretend if that means, you know, a serious XM gig, I will say that. But
Legends no. Only.
Featuring hey, my uncle, Howard Stern.
Holy shit, I never, ever, in like the however many years I've known you, ever put two and two together like that.
You know what I think also is, like, I feel like Howard Stern, in my mind, is like a name, like a single name. Like, you just think of it, like, you don't even, I don't
Howard
know.
Howard Stern.
Yeah, like, I don't even think of, like, I don't even, when I see that name, like, think of it that it's my last name. Anyway, because it seems like an entity. It's just, it's Wendy Williams. It's Howard Stern. I don't know. True. But anyway, Miley was
on there.
People
think I'm related to Vince McMahon. I'm like, no.
Oh, that you into, you know, the Sable world even easier.
I do love wrestling, but it's MAC versus MC anyway. Speaking of MC.
Speaking of MC, well, Miss Cyrus made an appearance on Howard Stern, and she did a really good interview and then performed Hole's Doll Parts, which was so fucking cool. She said that she had only learned it the day before to perform the day before. It fits the vibe of this era so well. He asked if Courtney Love has heard it yet, but she's like, no, because I like performed this for the first time yesterday. So I'm interested. As of recording date, I don't think Courtney has reacted yet, but it would be cool to see. And once again, just like all these other covers, I looked at the comments and it's like a lot of rock dudes are being like, well, I thought she sucked, but this was kind of cool, which is like the ultimate endorsement. So,
well, that's why we don't stand men.
No, we certainly don't. Not in this house, but it made for a great performance. So shout out to Miss Miley. But there's another MC we do need to talk about.
Now, how should we even break this down? Should we just start and just run through the whole special?
I think we should just do the special. Yeah.
All right, everyone.
Just the special. Yes.
It's time. Yes. Mariah Carey has launched
had us all signing up for Apple TV Plus.
I know. Did you sign up for it?
Not sponsored. Yes, I did.
Free trial.
Free trial. Everyone go not check sponsored. It out. If you not sponsored, but if you click the app, it might tell you that you have a year free trial. I did.
Yeah. So that's the other thing about this is like, why is everything like a plus now?
Well, I mean, as we saw Warner Brothers put all their stuff on HBO Max, like we are turning a corner. We are streaming everything.
They're all trying to snatch each other's wigs.
They're all trying to snatch each other's wigs, and only a few will prevail, and Netflix has some competition now. I mean, not really, but sort of.
Yeah, it's so much to keep up with. I'm like, how am I going to remember all these passwords?
How many of these pluses could I have?
Yeah. Well, everyone, Legends Only Plus coming
anyway,
soon. Basically, patreon.com/legendsonly. Sponsored.
Yeah.
Well, not sponsored, but like, you know. anyway, so Mariah's Magical Christmas Special. So, how do we even begin? Now, this was so fucking entertaining. this made my day. This made my morning. I was laughing. I had to rewatch it. I had to keep rewinding because I kept laughing and smiling and just giggling and cackling. And then I got emotional. Ugh, she's just such a fucking icon.
She is certainly also a very self-aware icon. She, all of the jokes that were in the special, which was truly like an absurd premise. It was, I mean, any Christmas special is, but it was just like, the world is sad for reasons that they don't say. And they talked Billy Eichner, like FaceTimes with various celebrities, and they're all sad.
And then she's got a like, point.
So they break out the red iPhone to call Mariah, who whisks away on her sleigh to the North Pole to save the day.
Okay, was it just me or did you bust out laughing when she opens up the box, the morsels reference with the chocolates,
right,
then busts out the phone and is like, oh, he wants me? Okay. And then all of a sudden it's just like, boom, like just this visual of like Mariah busting out of her penthouse on a sleigh as the, I don't even know, what the Lexus thing, like what are they called on cars? That thing that's like on the front?
The, oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm gay. I don't know cars.
The nose of the car.
The nose of the car.
Yeah, the nose of the car has the Mariah butterfly on it.
Not the nose.
And yes. I just fucking was howling. Like, I was like, you know she thought of that and was like, yeah, I'm just going to bust out of my penthouse on my sleigh.
I liked the topping the tree with the light. She's like, I found my key light. just... It's very self-aware. It's very like playing into all the jokes about her alleged diva-ness and all of that. It's very funny. And yeah, so we get to the North Pole and she's just inexplicably at the toy factory.
Okay. Now, I have to say, I think Billy Eichner did a really great job. I thought he was very funny. Tied it together well. These transitions were... so fucking funny. Like when he's looking at the screen, he's like, why is she in the toy factory? What is she doing in the toy factory? And she's just on this CGI stage that is like 400 feet tall in this CGI factory. I'm like, what is she doing?
The plot was absolutely paper thin, I would say. It was just like, and here's, there's no reason. She's just performing.
She just broke in the toy factory and somehow got on this 400-foot tall stage.
Yeah. We don't ask questions around here. Don't. We just observe. So, yes. And that really leads to the moment that has gotten the most press of this whole experience.
Oh, wait. Before we talk about that, because I was trying to put together the pieces, but right before she goes there, that gold jumpsuit...
Oh,
bitch.
I mean,
stunning.
She looks really good in all of these outfits. Glittering, like the boobage of it all.
Truly. That one I think was my favorite.
Yeah.
Like breathtaking.
Yeah, she looks incredible in all of them, but especially that one.
Yeah. I'm looking at my notes and I also... Okay, I'm just going to read it out loud. Who the fuck did the voiceover for Charlie Brown is what I wrote.
Oh, right. So that actually was sponsored, not from us, but they have, Apple has like the rights, I think, to like Charlie Brown's Christmas and like the Thanksgiving special. So I think that was like a throw to that.
But like, it was who was that?
I don't know.
What was that?
Did anyone else? I'm curious to think if anyone else.
I love
else
that she was just like Woodstock. It's cold out there.
Oh, little Woodstock. He was so cold. I was like, oh, come in. And then he fixed the TV. But like, literally, who the fuck was doing Charlie Brown's voice? That's not Charlie Brown. That's not him.
I don't know.
Even Charlie Brown has a Maya Marie. Did anyone else think that, or is it just me? I was like, wait, who is that?
Somebody out there will know. We don't have a great track record of identifying vocals. So...
You know, somebody out there.
That's right.
Okay, so anyway, so fast forward back to the we're in the toy factory, the stage lowers, and she needs some help from two other legends.
She sure does, for no reason, but we don't need a reason. Yes, that's right. The moment we've been waiting for, Jennifer Hudson and Ariana Grande come bursting out of the like present, where did they even come from? I don't know. But they're here now.
Yeah, they just, you know, appeared.
Yeah. And they're here to sing the remix that we're hoping will climb the charts of Oh Santa. And they all of a sudden burst into song, and it's a diva paradise of singing and background singing and vocals and runs, elves, and melodies and riffs, elves. This is when I really noticed that the show was essentially, she had everything lying around from her Christmas shows, and she was like, let's just make it a special. Like those big presents, the nutcrackers, the like all of that was like, oh, wait a minute, I've seen this in the Christmas show, kind of.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it is essentially her Christmas show in a movie form.
Yeah, so, you know, so we have this moment. It comes down to, in my opinion, I do feel like they were both being very respectful of Mariah and not over-singing, except when they wanted the harmony, which we'll get to, or, you know, it was very muted from both of them, in my opinion. I feel like they held back either because they were told to or because they were being respectful. You know, we're not having a Divas Live moment. But, you know, it was cute. It wasn't a rearrangement or anything, really.
Very similar to the original, which justice for Oh Santa.
Right. But, you know, I would say that the highlight, of course, is the Ariana Mariah double whistle note harmony riff, which I called the Britney Madonna kiss of, you know, vocal. Of Christmas festivity. Which was just sort of like a torch passing moment, in my opinion. It was a very like, I bless you, I acknowledge you, I see you, little one, which was a very sweet moment. And I feel like it was also the olive branch moment that we kind of needed to squash the alleged media narrative of beef. And so that was really nice to see them. Not that, you know, not to exclude Jennifer from this narrative, but, you know, there was a history between Mariah and Ariana, so.
I thought it was so fun. I was just like, I wish there was more people, but I wish there was more appearances throughout, because I was just like, this is fun. Like, you know, I love the original version of Oh Santa. Like, this version, in my opinion, is not better than the original, but like, that's just my opinion.
Right, no, it's just a little seasoning over it. It's like a little dribble of like more voices, but it's not like a remix, really.
Right. This is no When You Believe, but it is a fun festive moment.
Right.
And that's what I wanted, and I was cracking up, and I was loving it.
I loved it. I thought it was super fun, super festive, really good time, had by all, you know, and as the special goes on, you know, you have the Snoop Dogg, Tiffany Haddish doing the narration, and it was really cute.
Another one of my favorite parts was after the Toy Factory, when they go back and Billy is like, you know, clicking his fake buttons and then looks up at the screen. He's like, why is she in the forest? What is she doing in the forest? And it's just like, she's just standing in the middle of a snow covered. I'm like, how did you get out there?
Right. Especially he was basically saying what the audience was saying. They were just like, why is this happening? And he was saying that.
Yeah. It's called elusive, darling. I was like, I really feel like that was just so funny. It was like these segues of like, why is she all of a sudden in this gigantic forest with the northern lights? Now all of a sudden she's in a ball gown in town.
Yeah. She's just like, you don't get to ask questions. Here we are.
Yeah. Another moment that I need to highlight, because this was one of the funniest fucking things of this special, in my opinion.
Mm.
She's singing now. Shout out to Oh Holy Night. What an iconic ballad. She's singing, and then all of a sudden, all of the lights go out and the power goes out. And in my opinion, that was a metaphor for Cornova.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Go on.
If I'm just easily amused at everything. She's like, you know, I think we should all light a candle and peace or whatever, she says. And she she lights a candle. She's holding it, which we all know she hates an underlight. She said it before.
True.
She's holding the candle and she has underlight. And then all of a sudden, this like perfectly casted candle amber spotlight just casts on her right side, her favorite side.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking lost it. Like, I don't know if anyone else thought it was funny, but like, it made me so joyous to have that happen. Cause I'm like, that's not where the light is coming from.
Right. No, it's very like cheeky and, you know, very in, if you're a lamb, like, you know, these little references and jokes.
Yeah.
Very funny.
That was the other thing, too. It's like watching her throughout the whole special, like, plop down on the couch or, like, be positioned here in the forest. It was always, like, a spotlight was on her, and she was always facing her good side.
Everything was happening around her. Like, it was like, she was just the focal point to...
Right. You know, she's in a forest, and the aurora lights, or whatever they're called, the northern lights, are going. And then the moon just decides that it's only going to shine a spotlight on her good side. And I was just like, ugh. You know, the little things that bring me joy, I'll tell you.
It is the little things. It was a wonderfully festive moment. And it is a, you know, it is another vehicle for the Christmas album. And, you know, having that live on because she can't perform it live right now. I just thought, what a way to top off a fantastic year for Mariah. Like, really, she has been so active in spite of everything.
Yeah. This was her year. And I really feel like this was, you know, one for the books. The album's good, too. Like, all the tracks are fun. Just solidifies her as the queen of Christmas, which she doesn't like calling herself that, right?
She is calling herself, I think.
Okay, well.
Well, somebody is. Right, right. I think it's just been said that she is.
Yeah. Well, it ends with what I thought was a super cute moment with Tanaka.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We do, of course, get the hit, and they're sort of like Nutcracker looks, like his and her looks, which is really cute. And yeah, they just have a really good chemistry. I really like them together.
And Rock and Row, we're just rocking and rowing.
Yeah. Yes, they were. Yeah, it was a family affair. So sweet.
All the elves coming out for a family affair. That icon has a Christmas album.
Yes, the other Queen of Christmas.
Also, speaking of Christmas and queens and legends, did you see Carrie Underwood performing A Holy Night?
No, where was that?
It was on Fallon, but it's also like on her album.
Oh, okay. The Jesus-y Christmas album, I was told.
Oh. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't. Not that was even a criticism. All I heard was, "Oh, this one is much more religious than you might have thought."
Oh, I mean, that literally. What? It's the point of Christmas.
Oh, I thought it was capitalism. Oh,
capitalismus. no, it's also really good. I love the song "Oh Holy Night," Christina's version. Should we do a whole episode dedicated to "Oh Holy Night"?
Clearly there's enough.
Yeah. Christina's version, so good. Carrie's version's good. Mariah's version's good.
True. All true.
Wow. Also, Last Christmas is a bop.
Yes, that one is done to death. That everybody's covered that one.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely have Christmas to look forward to in the near future, but we also have some comebacks. One comeback in particular, which I think everyone kind of did not see coming.
No, and I'm very nervous about it.
Yeah, I can't say that this is like a definite win yet. But if we have the return, or should I say the reintroduction of Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. New sing coming 12/7, Let Me Reintroduce Myself.
Which I'm already not loving that title, but titles don't mean anything, but it is just sort of like a what?
I'm like, you've been around.
Yeah, and it's also
gone
like
anywhere, sweetie.
Like, Let Me Reintroduce Myself would have been the good teaser text before the single title. It's like, okay, well, we'll see.
She should have called it Let Me Go Back to Music That Sounds Good. Because she's still doing it.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is going to go sort of like back to her roots of No Doubt type music.
Back to Yummy.
December.
Yeah.
Back to Yummy. I wish.
Oh. Can I just say justice for Baby Don't Lie?
Yes, you
fucking
can say
bop.
That.
I just said it.
Yeah. Yeah, you said it.
I'm like, can I say justice for a Baby Don't Lie?
Yeah, I will see.
Speaking of babies,
there's one in particular.
Yeah, One Night in BB Rexha is...
No, One Night With. We must. One Night in BB Rexha is a very different thing.
Wait, let me, I need to One Night in. God damn it. Let me change. One Night with. I need to change that note. I literally keep writing that in my notes.
Well, we will be in her home, maybe. It's going to be an acoustic moment because we do need a stripped down version of that song that was 50 weeks on the fucking chart. So.
I'm just excited because this means she'll probably sing, "You Can't Stop the Girl from Growing."
Yes, it probably does.
Yeah.
Bob. So we will be streaming One Night with BB Rexha. A Night with. I don't even know what it's called, but it's not in her. and then finally, a newly announced live special, which is quite pricey. Blackpink in our area with the live YouTube special concert on the 27th, right after Christmas. And it's $30, which I'm worried about because inevitably I feel like a lot of people are going to buy that. And then does that mean that that becomes the new normal?
We pay your bills.
I mean, I'm it worried. Is the new normal.
So I'm a little worried because I felt like Dua's was reasonably priced, but was also like pretty much what I would pay max. So I'm a little worried that like now it's going to be 30. But to be fair, I also think that you do get access to it again. So there's
that.
You
know what that. I will say, though? I'm going to throw this out here.
My Stephanie Jeromato.
I saw the Fame Ball for $25 at Terminal 5.
Oh, well, that is definitely never happening again. Yeah, that was
she's an icon.
Well, that is still less than this virtual concert. So I'm a little concerned that the industry is going to see this inevitably be successful and be like, oh, us too. Thanks a lot, YG. but we'll see. I will still be streaming this and watching, but I...
Maybe it comes with something. Maybe there's a surprise.
Maybe so. There's also a $40 option for the behind the scenes featurette. But regardless, I will be...
Maybe it'll unlock it permanently.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, there will be
the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, there will be a live special and very excited for that. And we do have Christmas, so plenty to look forward to in the next few weeks.
Including the Legends Only Awards, which if you're on Patreon, there's going to be a category that you will be voting on and choosing a winner for. So stay tuned for that.
It is the most prestigious award show of the year. We do not support award shows except for our own. It is the only barometer of talent that is available in the world. So we're very excited to present that to everyone.
I'm just really excited for everyone to see our categories.
Yes, we taste. There's taste.
Taste and creativity.
Exactly.
Uniqueness.
Nerve and...
Some talent. Oh, all right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us for another episode. Thank you to everyone who is supporting us on Patreon. Thank you to everyone who has been listening on Spotify, Wrapped in Red promo. Thank you to everyone who has left a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And we will see you
soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.